Ramsey TV.
God actually wants to be taken for granted, if you can believe that. I didn't know that before until I just started hyperanalyzing Hebrews 11:1, and then I looked up the definition of assumption, which is a word used in the concordant version, which is quite different than the word used in the King James version, which is an embarrassment for the King James translators. Fortunately, none of them are alive today. Well, actually, unfortunately, because I would call them right now and say, how the hell did you translate hypostasis into substance? Hypostasis? Substance? Are you kidding me? What kind of world am I living in? We'll never be able to ask them. Yeah, well, if anybody knows any of their descendants, let me know. Let me, Martin Zender, know. This is Martin Zender. Loving talking to you every day. The highlight of my day, usually, you know, just love to see you people now. Yeah, God likes to be taken for granted. I'm going to get into details now. Hebrews 11:1, that's the standard version for a definition of faith. And it is, because it says faith is. Paul wrote Hebrews. There's no way Paul didn't write Hebrews. I know nobody knows for sure, except for me. So, let's read Hebrews 11, verse 1, out of the Concordant version. And then we're going to read it out of the King James version. It's going to be rough. Hebrews 11, 1. If you're familiar with the KJV, then this is going to sound really weird to you, but I'm going to explain to you why this definition, why this translation and the definitions of the Greek words is so great. You ready? Now, faith is an assumption of what is being expected, a conviction concerning matters which are not being observed. All right, let me read that one more time, then I'm going to read the King James Version. This is from the Concordant Literal New Testament. If you don't know what that is, it's a consistent version. It's one of the two most accurate versions available. The other one being the Devar translation, sometimes called the RIT. But the Concordant Literal New Testament can be had by going to concordant.org. Or Clyde Pilkington also carries it at studyshelf.org. Get the hard copy, because in the back you have a concordance. And you got all these beautiful definitions of beautiful Greek words. And you can look at every Greek word in the context and do the research for yourself. Here we go. Faith is an assumption of what is being expected, a conviction concerning matters which are not being observed. This is an important word for us to understand, because we are walking by faith and not perception. So we need to know what faith is, because that's what we have today. None of us walked with Jesus. None of us talked with Jesus. None of us have seen Paul. None of us have seen any miracles whatsoever. Most of us are discouraged as hell. We're wondering what's taking God so long to show up. Our faith gets shaky once in a while. So this is important for me. For me to tell you, and for me to hear myself saying it, well, what faith is? What is it that I'm supposed to do every day? Well, God, understanding our debility here, has given us a handy-dandy definition. All right, I got to read it one more time. This time I'll try not to comment right away, and I'll go right into the King James Version, because I want you to hear the difference. Concord Literal New Testament. Now, faith is an assumption of what is being expected, a conviction concerning matters which are not being observed. KJV, are you ready for this? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, you see the differences right away. Concordant version, faith is an assumption of what is being expected. King James, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Ladies and gentlemen, is faith substance? The KJV, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the faith is required due to the lack of substance. We don't have substance. We have faith, but faith is an assumption. Now, the word assumption in the Greek is hypostasis. Hupo under, stasis, stand. An assumption is a standing under. Where they get substance, I don't know. I think they were smoking some kind of substance. Or they were sniffing some kind of substance. The King James guys. Faith is not substance of any kind. It's an assumption. Now, again, hypostasis, standing under. This is one of the beautiful little definitions you will get in the Concordant Literal New Testament hardcover. Listen to this. That under which the mind takes its stand. That under which the mind takes its stand. Folks, we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. I think that's Romans 12:3. If it's not, I'll put the verse. Be transformed, Paul says, by the renewing of your mind, not the removal of your mind. Faith involves the mind very much, and the mind is directed by the mind. Wait a minute, it's kind of a catch-22. Oh, okay, the mind is directed by God, so pray for faith. Paul prays that the saints come into faith. Faith is a gift of God. So if you want more, just ask God for it. Give me more faith. I need more faith. God will say, why do you need more faith? Because I don't see nothing down here. I got no substance whatsoever. I've never seen Moses. I've never seen Abraham. I've never seen Jesus. I've never seen Paul. I've never even seen Tryphena and Tryphosa of Romans 16 fame. How do you expect me to continue on here? So God, hearing your prayer, you can quote me. That's exactly how you should pray, exactly how you should pray it. God will answer your prayer. He'll give you more assumption. He'll give you more of an assumption. I'm assuming that this is going to happen. That's what it is. So the literal elements, understand, stand under, that under which the mind takes its stand. And the second part of the definition in the back of the Concordant Literal New Testament is, what is taken for granted? What is taken for granted? You assume, right? Some people say don't assume things because assume makes an ass of you and me. You've heard that, assume. But in this case, God wants you to assume that what he says is true. What is taken for granted? An assumption. It's just like, of course, like you already know that you know that this is going to happen. I assume that because you live in Philadelphia, you're a fan of the Eagles. I assume that because you're on the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula, that you're a nut. I assume. God wants you to assume things of him. And these are things under which the mind takes a stand. Our minds are not to be blown about, as I've said lately, especially by every wind of teaching. That's not faith. Faith is in something. Just because faith is an assumption concerning things which are not being observed, it doesn't mean that we believe in nothing. We believe in something. We're told exactly what to believe in. The death of Christ, for instance. We didn't see Christ dying. We didn't see Christ raised, but we assume it to be true. We take it for granted. God loves that. He loves to be taken for granted. God's not one of these beings that's going to say, I'm tired of you taking me for granted. I do all kinds of work around here. I did all kinds of things. I sent my son to the cross and I raised him from the dead. You don't know how hard that is. You just take it for granted. You take it for granted that you're saved. You just take it for granted that I raised my son from the dead. Don't even have to see it. That's right. You see, that was the Christian God, because the real God wouldn't say anything like that. The real God would say, you take me for granted, like I just did all this stuff. You don't have to see it. No, we take it for granted. Awesome. Thank you. That's what I want. I want to be taken for granted. So faith is not substance. Faith is an assumption of what? The King James says, if you can believe this, these guys were on some kind of substance, as I said. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That is a terrible, weak word, hope. a hope. It's almost like Jiminy Cricket, you know, when you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Oh, God, why did I even attempt that? It's a wish. I hope this happens. I hope, you know, I hope it doesn't rain this weekend during the jazz festival. I hope. But an expectation, that's a much stronger word. The word is expectation. The Greek word is elpizo. Yeah? Elpizo. It means to rely on. To rely on it. Again, Concordance says, faith is an assumption of that which is being expected. That which is being relied on. So there's nothing wishy-washy about faith. It's an expectation. Like, yeah, this is going to happen. It's an assumption. Of course, God's going to do what he says he's going to do. And we don't just hope for these things, such as the snatching away. Oh, I hope for the snatching away. You hope for the snatching away, like it might not happen. Put that in context, like you're hoping for it not to rain this weekend. How do you know it's not going to rain this weekend? From where we are on a Tuesday, the weekend is 5 days away, 4 days away. Okay, so a lot of things could happen between now and then. The forecasts are almost always wrong. So hope, no. We have an expectation. That's the word in the Greek, elpizo, the elements rely on, to rely on. And here's a note in the concordant version. Hope has, this is so true, follow me here. Hope has degenerated into a desire for something which we have no real reason to expect. Hope has degenerated. Maybe at one time, I guess it meant something more sure than it does now, but now it's degenerated into a desire for something which we have no real reason to expect. No real reason. I have no real reason to expect that it's not going to rain this weekend. I have no real reason to expect that the Cleveland Browns are going to win the Super Bowl next year or any year. I hope they do, but can I say I expect that they will? No. But the promises of God are like many, many, many times more sure than the Browns winning the Super Bowl. So we got that part figured out. Faith is the substance of things hoped for? No. Faith is an assumption concerning that which is being expected. But that's not enough for our faithful writer of Hebrews, that is Paul. Just because Paul wrote Hebrews, that does not mean that this is a letter to the body of Christ. You notice Paul doesn't sign it. There's a reason for that. I love the book of Hebrews. It's so interesting of why Paul did not sign his name to it, because he's writing it to his brethren according to flesh. He wants to confirm them into their calling. It's a whole other topic. Maybe we can talk about it. Let me know if you're interested in Hebrews. I love the book of Hebrews. That's my favorite non-body of Christ book. So it's not only faith is not only an assumption of what is being expected, but it's a conviction concerning matters which are not being observed. That's the concordant version. The only thing the King James got right was the not being observed part. They got that right. Because where the concordant has not being observed, the KJV has things not seen. But the KJV has the evidence of things not seen. That's a mind blower. Evidence? Faith is evidence? Faith is the opposite of evidence. Faith exists in the absence of evidence. Faith does not require evidence. If evidence shows up, then the one no longer needs faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen? No, no, no. The Greek word is elengaskos. Did you get that? Ellen Gross. No word should be spelled this way. E-L-E-N-G-C-H-O-S. That's the Greek word translated conviction in the concordant version. What a difference. Evidence versus conviction. I mean, it's a strong word, but instead of describing like Exhibit A, Exhibit B in a courtroom, evidence, it describes a solid state of the mind called a conviction. Like, I know that I know that I know. That's the Zender definition of conviction. I know that I know that I know. that Christ is returning for his body. I know that this mortality is going to put on immortality. And I know that God exists. I know that Jesus Christ is his son. I know that Jesus Christ died. I know that he was raised. I didn't see any of it. But I'm assuming that it's true. You shouldn't assume things, Martin. No, God loves us to assume things of him. He loves it. He loves being taken for granted, too. Yeah, and he loves that we expect this stuff of him. Like, we're not going to let him off the hook. We don't hope on God. Such a weak word. Oh, I hope on God. I hope. My hope is in the Lord. Ew, you got sorry. That's a sorry state of mind. Your hope is in the Lord. My expectation is in the Lord. And again, for humans, you might feel like you're being pressed. Like when somebody says, I expect you to be here at 6 o'clock. Oh my God, you feel pressure. Don't expect so much of me. How many times have you heard that? You're expecting too much out of me. But God loves it. You can't expect too much out of God. God's like, yeah, bring it on. Expect what? Just expect. Assume. Take me for granted, because I love it. Because finally, people aren't believing me. That's what faith is. Faith does all these wildly strong things. Assumes, expects, takes for granted. And it does all of it in the absence of evidence, in the absence of things that are seen. Ooh, God loves that. He loves thanksgiving and he loves faith. But of the two, I would say that faith delights the heck out of him. And he loves it so much, he gifts it to us.